Good morning. 00 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Updated weather. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0100 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0200 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0300 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0400 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0500 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0600 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0700 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Frost advisory. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area.
KAKCI, this is KEHGOB. You're on air at the moment, sir, Jeff.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees.
Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey.
This is KCHBWD. Radio check. This is KCHBWD. Radio check, please. Taking away the radio check. KCHBWD.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees.
KC8YDF Mobile.
This is KF8EDQ listening.
KC8YDF Mobile.
Yeah, roger that, Ron. You must be on your way home from work. Another week done. Congratulations. It's the weekend. You got any plans for the weekend?
Well, actually, I am headed south on M13 out to my daughter's house for dinner tonight. But, yeah, I'm on my way home, but not to that home, to my daughter's home. My granddaughter and son and grandson had the parade out at Chesney, and they go to Chesney schools. They had their homecoming parade tonight, and my granddaughter was in the parade, so for the school, Scott's soccer team for the middle school. So wife went out for that this afternoon, got picked up by my daughter, and they went out there for that. So I'm headed out for dinner. Tomorrow, I'm not sure. Originally, I had planned to go down to Micro Center, but I don't think I'm going to do that. I'm going to hold off because I've got a couple other things I'm looking at. I didn't see that link for that computer shop. If you sent it out to me, I did not see it. You can use my ronwhuss at Gmail, so ronwhuss@gmail.com. But I didn't see it if you sent it out. So I want to look at that. I looked at the Walmart things. I didn't find anything in there that was what I was looking for. And I think I've kind of changed my mind on what I'm going to do. I think the computer that I'm using for my 3D printer will work fine for my home stuff because all I do is presentations and mail and general stuff like that, and update the computers and or radios and things with. So that's already on 11 and a little faster machine, solid state drive, so I think that will work. So I may get just a new computer to run the printer because the one that I've got is really too slow and the graphics isn't well enough to really do it. It takes me a long time to do anything on the printer, any slicing or anything, so I may just get a better computer for that and use the one that I'm using right now on the printer for home.
Yeah, roger that, Ron. I responded to the Meshtastic invite. Maybe it got flagged in your spam filter or something because I used a shortened URL. I sent it to the ronwhuss@gmail.com. It just says thanks, Ron, and then there's an eBay, there's a shortened eBay link, but it is eBay.us. It's a shortened link. Maybe check one more time. But I looked on their website. They didn't have any laptops, but they have plenty of like desktops. Like pretty much all they sell there are high-powered desktops. So if you can get something for one of the cheapest machines, you'll probably be pretty happy with it because it comes with, looks like a lot of their stuff, it's all Intel, like workstation processors and like i9s and whatnot. So like some pretty high-powered computers right now, but you can pick out one for, I think I priced one out for about $300. Was one of the lower end models, but you can spend thousands on a computer if you wanted to. But I'll send it again just to make sure that you get it.
Okay, I'll check the spam filter when I get to my daughter's house here on my phone. But I didn't see it, and I looked for it, and I could have skipped it. So I'll take a look. But yeah, I mean an i5 or greater. Something in, 11th gen, 12th gen type thing. I know they're up to like 14th gen on the I series, and then they got the new Ultra series. I've been relearning on processors. I haven't bought a desktop computer since 14, so 11 years ago. So I'm way behind on what's out there. So I've been doing some research and comparing, AMD processors to the Intel processors and multi-core, all the different things. So, I'll take a look. Like I said, I was going to do that. Laptop, like I said, I need at least one laptop. And the laptop that they're actually saying works the best for 3D printing is like a gaming laptop. And they've got a, to me, it would be a real good one, but the gamers online are saying, yeah, this is a low-end machine. The graphics doesn't do well, but I'm not using it for gaming. All I need is a multi-thread processor with at least 16 gig is what it has, and it's got a terabyte hard drive for storing files, which really are not that big. So that's more than enough machine, but allow me to do the slicing better. Right now I'm working on a project that's got like 30 build plates, and to switch from one build plate to another takes, you know, 15, 20, 30 seconds. I click on it and it's 30 seconds before the computer will switch to that build plate, and then if I need to modify it, then I'm in real trouble trying to zoom in or zoom out or tilt it or something. If it's one build plate and something simple, it works pretty well, but when you get a big project like this, it takes forever. So I think I'll just upgrade that printer and that computer and use the one that's there for me, because I'm just doing word processing and that type of stuff on it. I don't need a lot, so. Yeah, desktops, I need a little more. My wife basically needs little to nothing, if she just browses the web and does some bill work and that stuff. And me, it's the same for me 90% of the time, because if I got to do video processing through one of my cameras or whatever, then it'd be handy to have something that would handle that a lot easier. Please give me an idea.
Yeah, roger that, Ron. Yeah, I just sent the link again. If you go to that store, and pretty much any machine that they have on there will be able to handle so much. It'd be probably overkill for anything that you might use it for. The AMD graphics, it's okay. Over the years I have bought a handful of AMD graphics cards and like a lot of NVIDIA cards. And for the price, it's hard to beat an AMD graphics card, but there are also NVIDIA cards that are also hard to beat for the price. So it's competitive. People are always pitting AMD video cards against NVIDIA cards, and even though they are they pretty much do the same thing or something similar, they're not really the same. There are some differences between the two, but essentially I like to look at the specs of the cards themselves. How many cores does it have on it? How much memory? And that's really all I'm considering. And like I game on AMD cards and NVIDIA cards all the time. If you're looking for, like, I don't know, a problem-free experience, would they say that with NVIDIA you're paying for the software and with AMD you're paying for the hardware? And if you're looking for a pain-free, flawless experience, that's what I always end up going with NVIDIA cards for whenever I want something that I know is just going to work all the time. But as for the AMD processors, don't sleep on them. Those things can crunch like nobody's business. Those Threadripper Pros are the bee's knees, as they call them. I don't know. We've been running them at work, the AMD architecture, for a while now. And they just crush Intel machines when it comes to doing CAE work. But if you're just browsing the web, making presentations, doing some photo editing, whatever, video editing, you probably wouldn't be able to tell the difference. You're going to get knockout performance from either company, really. But that's really all I have to say on that. I sent the link again, and hope maybe you'll get it this time. Hold on. Yeah, my timer was starting to go off there. As for the printer, you could possibly set, if you just need something to hook the printer up to, you could hook a Raspberry Pi up to it and just run a print server off of it, and that way you can essentially turn any printer into a Wi-Fi printer. That would be an interesting project. I don't know what kind of printers you're into. I'm into the laser jet. It's got to be a laser jet where it takes the toner, because you can get anything that uses liquid ink, those things dry up so fast. It's not good for long-term storage, but printers, got to get the toner. You can print out, you know, thousands of sheets on a single drum of toner, of $20 toner. So that's the kind of printers that I always run. But mine's got Wi-Fi built in. Caught about 10 to 20% of that last transmission. You might be falling out of range of the repeater. This is KF8EDQ for radio ID. Maybe you can try and come back one more time, or I don't know if your daughter's house is out of range of the repeater, but if it is, we'll have to catch you again. If not, go ahead and try again. KC8YVF. We will talk to you another time. I was going to go camping this weekend, but I decided I'm going to stay home, so I'll be listening all weekend. We'll talk again. This is KF8EDQ. I'll be clear and listening.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, sunny, 43 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, sunny, 43 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, sunny, 43 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, sunny, 43 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, sunny, 43 degrees.